what are your go-to tips for people who don't know enough about personal branding and want to have a presence on, let's say, LinkedIn or any other major social media platforms? And how would you go about it if you were just starting out?
Well, I guess I would start with, why do you want to build a personal brand? So that's the biggest piece. Like, do you want it for the right reasons? And is this something that is going to be helping you and your goals and your business? Or is this just like another side distraction that shouldn't be your main priority right now? So making sure it is a hot priority and that you have the time and space and that you know that this is the right direction that you should be taking with how to build your company, and that you're ready to either invest in that with somebody else or invest your time in that. And then from there, I would say start with social media. That's the biggest thing, and that's the easiest way for you to start building a following, building a presence, and then also creating content and knowing what resonates right with your audience. So I've been working with a woman for a year and a half now, and we've just been doing ghostwriting her LinkedIn content creation, and we know exactly what post. When we write a post, we're like, this is going to go viral 100%. It usually always does, because we know what resonates well with her audience, what resonates well on LinkedIn, and her story. Like, we've told her stories so many times, and we know how people react and respond to her story. So now, from that feedback of a year and a half of what posts have done well and why, she's starting to write a book. So that's another piece where it's, you can kind of take your ideas, see what does well with your audience, and then be able to expand on writing an article that has done, from a piece of content that did really well, writing an article or delivering a TED talk or even just recording a 20-minute YouTube video or starting to write a book. And those are, like I said, those more heavy pieces of content that can bring more qualified people that tend to invest more time into reading content or wanting to spend more time getting to know you, that will then come back to your social media baseline and be able to continuously follow you and all the other things you do. So this woman is going to be writing a book, but I'm sure she's going to be speaking on stages in the next few years. So that's really building on top of everything going forward, but it all started with that baseline of social media.
That's impressive. I would have never thought that you could take that content that you make on social media and use that energy and all that knowledge, because when you're a content writer, there's a lot of research, and you say that sometimes you can outsource it, but when you're starting out, you basically do your own research and you learn along the way. And obviously after years or even a few months of writing content, at least you amass a huge amount of new information that you can definitely pack into a book or an ebook or something smaller, but it's definitely valuable information and content that could be shared in a different format. Hey, you've reached the end of this clip. Congratulations. Jokes aside, please take a moment to follow, review, or share it with your audience. It literally costs you nothing, but it would mean the world to me. Thank you in advance for your support. I truly appreciate it. And until next time, peace.